Exclusive, Michael Savage, Trump indictment distraction from Biden team degeneracy, clearly selective prosecution. By Joshua Klein on June 14, 2023. The recent indictment of former President Donald Trump is part of a never-ending persecution against him. According to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who questioned where any crime took place, while portraying Trump as the only person who can possibly save this nation from its current state. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News on Wednesday, conservative radio host and best-selling author Michael Savage declared the recent indictment of Trump clearly a selective prosecution, timed seamlessly to cover up the FBI whistleblower's very serious claims of bribery by the Bidens. Refraining from commenting on the documents stored at Mar-a-Lago because he had never seen them and does not know what is in them, the right-wing commentator still questioned, "Where's the crime?" Every other recent U.S. president appears to have taken boxes of documents with them after their term of office, he said. Where is the intent to use or sell these documents as implied by the left-wing propagandists in the media? Savage claimed his concern about this never-ending persecution of former President Trump is that the people will suddenly be forced to forget or ignore all the many serious and real problems caused directly by the ineptitude and complicity of the extreme far-left radical Biden administration. The great threat of World War III owing to the limitless support for Ukraine and the war drums against Russia, the massive influx of millions of illegal aliens, the crime wave, the utter degeneracy exhibited by the Biden team, witness him calling trans radicals heroes, inflation, out-of-control government spending, the weakening of our military, the attack on our police, the education meltdown and so on, he noted. He did, however, notice one distinct criticism of the Trump team: the utterly vicious attacks against Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. These hateful slurs are worse than anything the far-left Democrat machine has devised, he stated, and will be used against DeSantis long after Trump is gone from politics. According to Savage, DeSantis, as a much younger man, should represent the future of the Republican Party. These petty, fraudulent, juvenile attacks by the Trump campaign team may permanently destroy a great governor and a very decent man who not only honorably serves the people of Florida but also honorably served in the U.S. Navy, he said. He also warned that the current internal danger facing the nation has never been higher, noting the fascist movement under the disguise of the Antifa movement is on the move. Savage then discussed his recent interview with television correspondent and former United States Navy intelligence officer Jack Posobiec about his book The Antifa: Stories from Inside the Black Bloc, claiming he was alarmed to find out they penetrated virtually all elements of this nation, including the government itself, with U.S. intelligence agencies, the CIA and FBI, no longer having the heroic men that we were used to seeing. "It's just as I feared," he stated. "All the college girls from the Ivy League universities, dressed in high heels, ready to go out on a date." Savage claimed that Posobiec also informed him that some of those same women in the U.S. intelligence agencies have to be given a trigger warning before they give them a briefing on Ukraine because they break into tears. He said that's who's running our intelligence agencies, he added. He concluded by declaring former President Trump the only person who can possibly save this nation from this meltdown. "For that reason, we must all come together, put aside our differences, and make certain that the injustices that have been done to him are righted," he said. The matter follows Trump's announcement he had been indicted on charges connected to the classified document case. Last month, Savage accused the Biden administration of destroying our identity as a nation and essentially erasing us, while warning U.S. borders are being dissolved and American culture bastardized. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.